Welcome to the Fear and Greed Afternoon Market Report for Thursday, the 25th of November, 2021, where in just a few minutes I tell you everything you need to know about what's happened in financial markets, economics, and the world of business today. I'm Sean Aylmer. The S&P ASX 200 finished up slightly today, 8 points to be exact, to finish at 7,407 points. Technology stocks, which haven't done so well in recent sessions, reversed that trend with the tech index up sharply. Financial stocks were the worst performers. Looking at specific shares, Commonwealth Bank fell 1.5%, while the other big banks, including Macquarie Group, all underperformed. But the big miners, they all did very well. Afterpay jumped more than 4%, and WiseTech Global was up 2.3%. But the highlight of the day was payments group EML. Its share price jumped more than 30%. After the Irish Central Bank said the group's subsidiary, PFS Card Services, will be allowed to sign new customers and launch new programs as long as it stays within some parameters. Now, that subsidiary has been hamstrung by inquiries from the central bank since May this year. EML's share price fell sharply as a result, but it's rebounded somewhat. Good news for them. Nickel Mines continued its recent run and jumped 7.2% today. It was the next best on the bourse. And Fisher & Paykel's share price jumped 4.6% after it announced a solid half-year profit. The worst performer today was AMP, which was down 5% after a pretty decent run in recent weeks. Next worst was online retailer Kogan.com, which fell 4.3%. Kogan said it hoped to hit $3 billion in annual sales by the 2026 financial year, and it wants to set up an in-house delivery service. But the group recorded a second strike against its remuneration report at today's AGM. Kogan's share price is now at its lowest level since May last year. The Reserve Bank of New Zealand blasted Westpac today, saying it needs to see a significant improvement in the bank's risk governance. The comments came after an independent report into compliance issues at Westpac highlighted historic underinvestment in risk management in New Zealand. In economic news, capital spending fell by more than 2% during the September quarter, according to the Australian Bureau of Statistics. It's not surprising, given we're in lockdowns, but the good news is that investment intentions have risen, particularly in the mining sector. The Aussie dollar is trading at 72 US cents. Just recapping Wall Street, there was a slew of data late in the day. Most important was the release of the Federal Reserve Open Market Committee minutes, and it showed that more officials inside the central bank are pushing for tighter monetary policy. By the end of the day, all the major indices were flat or up slightly. That's it for the afternoon market report for Thursday, the 25th of November, 2021. Join Michael Thompson and I tomorrow morning for the Friday edition of Fear and Greed. I'm Sean Aylmer. Enjoy your evening.